International Staff Week at Miguel Hernández University of Elche. The white night is breathing, darkness is in the dust, the sun is already hidden. Hello and welcome to this program on Radio UMH. Today is not a normal day here in our radio station broadcasting. No, believe me, it's an amazing day because we are hosting European colleagues at Miguel Hernández University of Elche, fellows from Ireland, Germany, Italy and other countries. But why are they here? Well, seriously, we are not interested in organizing the next Eurovision Song Contest. Maybe in the future we will see, but to be honest, there is a reason even better. They are here with us, taking part in the third International Erasmus Plus Staff Training Week at Miguel Hernández University of Elche, which it has been scheduled by the Service of International Relations, Development, Cooperation and Volunteerism of this university. It sounds really, really well, isn't it? So that's why there is no time for wasting any time. So join us, let's start. We are launching a new program on the Radio UMH to meet, and know better, the colleagues that are visiting our university this week. So let me take this opportunity to greet them. Adri Kinch is from Ireland. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Lenka Kolenowska, how is it going? Thank you for coming.
I'm all right, thank you.
And Simone Krauthofer is coming from Germany. Hello, how is life today?
Hello, many thanks.
And our last colleague, she's Teresa Kucherova, so sorry for that. Hello, good morning.
It's very nice to be here, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. So, is everything okay with you, with this university today? Yes, is everything okay?
Oh, yes, yeah. Of course.
Fantastic. So, well, could you tell us something about yourself? For instance, Teresa, do you want to begin with this?
Okay, I can start. So, hello, everyone. I'm Teresa. I represent Palacký University Olomouc in the Czech Republic. We are the second oldest university in the Czech Republic. We were founded and we have been educating scholars in the 16th century. And I specifically represent Faculty of Physical Culture, which is like sports science. Our faculty is the best of its kind in the Czech Republic. I'm very proud to represent it here. I work in the international department office and I also teach English. I teach English to the staff, both academic, non-academic also, and especially to exchange students. Most of them are doing Erasmus and most of them are from Spain.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Audrey?
Hello, my name is Audrey. I'm from Maynooth University in Ireland, and our campus shares the campus with St. Patrick's College from Maynooth, which was founded as our national seminary in 1795. I work as a library assistant in a department called Special Collections and Archives, and I am based in our historic Russell Library, and we have many collections there from before 1850. Our oldest book was printed in Nuremberg in 1470, and we have a collection of college archives as well, which do include archives from the Irish College in Salamanca, which was founded in 1592 and came to our college in 1951.
Mm-hmm. Lenka, what about you?
Hi, my name is Lenka and I'm from Tomáš Baťa University in Zlín, the Czech Republic, from the Faculty of Management and Economics. I work at the International Office. I'm in charge of language courses offered to employees of the faculty, to the academics and non-academics as well. And I also teach these courses. I'm also responsible for translations from and to English at our faculty, helping our academics with their scientific articles and some PhD students as well. That's about it.
Simone, please tell us something about you.
My name is Simone and I'm from the University of Applied Sciences, Nordhausen, It's in Germany, in the middle of Germany, and I'm working in the Faculty of Engineering. Earlier I learned an IT job and course of study in business administration, and so I think I'm prepared as assistant of the dean, and I think later I will tell you something about other talks, for example, students' competition.
Mm-hmm. So, Lenka, for instance, why did you choose our university?
Well, there were several reasons, actually. The first one is that our faculty has no bilateral agreement yet with this university in Elche. Therefore, we would be happy to offer new possibilities to our students and staff as well on exchange programs. And perhaps to find other ways of further cooperation as well in research development area, perhaps. And the second reason was a bit personal, to practice my Spanish here as well for a while.
Great, great. And Audrey, Miguel Hernández University of Elche has scheduled several interesting activities and events around our institutions. Which one is the most interesting for you?
I think that everything together is very interesting, like an all-in-one experience. The experience of the presentations by the staff, the city tours to visit different campus buildings, and the health break that we experienced today, for me personally, is really such an international experience, meeting people from different countries, but also having such an open experience on campus is fantastic.
Would you like to add something, Teresa?
Yeah, I'm also very grateful to be here. We have signed the bilateral agreement with your university last year in 2017, but still there have been no mobilities yet. So I would like to, that's the main reason why I'm here, to actually start the cooperation or to, yeah.
Fantastic.
And also to see all the facilities so that we know what we are offering to our students.
Yeah, it's a good place, University
Miguel Hernández. It's a great place, it's a very modern.
Great.
And
great. So unfortunately, time is running out, so please let me encourage you to enjoy this third International Erasmus Staff Training Week at this university. And thank you for sharing your time with us, and have fun in our country and with our folks during the next few days. We wish you the best. So take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The white knight is breathing. Well, time is over. Bye-bye to our listeners as well. It was great pleasure to be here with you, believe me. Greetings for my friend Itziar Martinez, who is running on the technical controls in these radio stations. And from me, of course, it's Asunción Niñoles speaking from Radio UMH. See you soon!